This is the Bigger Infinity Podcast, a Violet Spark production. Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast, where we unzip and shrug off perceptions and beliefs, and maybe even a little bit of our reality. This is a podcast to inspire a journey of discovery and self-discovery, but also to inspire a little bit of curiosity and playfulness. Join me on this journey as we explore unlimited possibilities and create a bigger infinity.
All right.
Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast, episode 7. And
it's my lucky number.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So, once again, we have my husband, Matthew Anderson, on as our special guest.
Hello.
I started to do a podcast earlier in the day with a totally different topic, and I recorded it without audio, and I tried to record it again, and it sounded awful, so I'm switching gears, and it's more fun to have Matt on, so we're just going to do an episode about relationships.
Relationships.
Yes.
Okay.
They're so important, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are important.
I think they're important. We will talk. I want to talk about relationships, but I also want to talk about, like, men and women. Men and women are different.
I would agree with that statement.
Well, I mean, mostly we're going to talk about, like, man-woman relating, because I don't really have any kind of experience with, you know, same-sex relationships. So mostly we're talking about men and women. So men and women are different. And there's something, I think, very fundamental in having that information. And, like, because I don't know, like, I think with feminism, women try to be more like men. And I think that's, like, that's not a good, it's not a good thing. We shouldn't try to be like men. We should just be in our own female power. That's what I think.
Okay.
But
aren't you glad you got the best guest on today?
No, but I wasn't going to go there, really. What I was going to talk about, first of all, before we get into relationships, like, something that I wish I had known, like, much earlier in life that they don't teach in school, right? And so women don't know it, and men don't know it. And I think men and women could get along so much better, like, if we had a better understanding of, like, just, like, specifically, like, how we operate physically, especially from, like, a hormonal perspective. Because what I didn't realize was, like, women have, like, 4 personalities throughout the month.
Is that it?
At least 4. At least 4. Right? So, and it's based on her monthly cycle. And I don't know. It could be different if there are, like, contraceptive, like, pills involved. But for a woman's normal cycle, like, and I don't think I knew that until even after you and I got together. But, like, it explains so much.
Yeah.
I don't know how comfortable you are talking about this, but there you go.
Well, let's talk about it.
Oh, let's talk about it. So a woman's cycle is, like, 28 days, right? And so, like, the week right after her period, she'll be more, like, productive, you know, kind of more even keeled, getting a lot done. You know, it's a good time to be productive, focus on work, and that kind of thing. And then, I don't know if I'm going to get this right. And then, like, approaching ovulation, like, she becomes a little tiger in the bedroom. No, this is maybe explicit rating for, don't let your children listen to this. So, approaching ovulation, like, that's the best time. Like, that's when she's going to be ready to be all romantic. And, like, that's the best time for a man to be romantic and to show, like, to actually romance her, take her on dates, romance her, because that'll actually set her up, I think, for how well she handles the rest of the month. Because those last 2 weeks can be a doozy.
Oh, yes.
So then, like, after ovulation, I can't remember, like, when's luteal phase? I don't remember the technical terms, but, like,
so I've never heard of them. So you're third, one step ahead of me.
It's whatever. So the third week, then, so I read this in a book. It was the guy who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, whatever.
Okay.
But he actually, but he wrote a book, and it, like, really took a deep dive into, like, male-female hormones. And there's, like, a reason for this, because, like, the estrogen goes up, and then it goes down, and the progesterone goes up. And so all of these affect how you feel. But apparently how the man in the relationship treats his woman during, like, those first 2 weeks can kind of affect how she feels those last 2 weeks hormonally.
So you're saying it's my fault?
No. But it's just weird how, like, this type of these patterns happen every month. And, like, it always catches women and probably men by surprise. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why she's acting like this. And then, oh, yeah, that's why. But, like, and it's a little bit predictable. But
I usually know why you're acting.
You usually know why. Okay, so I'm a lot better now, but, like, used to be, like, around the third week or something, I'd be like, you don't love me.
Remember? Which, of course, has never been true. I have always loved this woman.
Aww. And you'd get so mad at me.
No sarcasm there, by the way.
No, I know. And you'd get mad at me because, I mean, not mad, but, like, you'd get so frustrated because mm-hmm. you're like, of course I love you. Why do you think I don't love you? And I'd be like, you don't love me.
Yeah, it is. It's incredibly frustrating to have you be just absolutely convinced, completely convinced that I don't love you at all.
Yeah.
When that's all I've ever done.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just no changing your mind.
Yeah.
There's no convincing you.
And I don't know what it was that would make me feel that way, but it was hormonal, and mm-hmm. so. I mean, there's things.
And that was very apparent.
Yeah, and there's things you can do to, like, help your hormones. We're not going to go into all of that, but it's just stuff that, like, I wish I had known. Like, I wish I'd been more aware of this, that it's normal. First of all, that it's normal to feel differently throughout the month. Like, women need to know that. It's okay. It's normal. And then I just think it would be so helpful if men actually understood women so they would be prepared to, mm-hmm. like, this is one. So some of this information I get from that book. And then there's this chiropractor in Wisconsin who talks a lot about male, female hormones. And he was talking about how when he married his wife, he was like, he knew he was marrying, like, all four of her or whatever. He's like, I do. But yeah, like, I just think that would be, like, really helpful. And then, of course, like, that last week could be kind of rough for women, and you don't feel like, sometimes you don't feel like doing anything, and you're like, no fun, and I don't know. But, like, I think if men had a good understanding of that, then you wouldn't be, I don't know, surprised or wondering, like, why one day your woman is, like, all over you, you know, and excited and passionate, and then mm-hmm. 2 weeks later she doesn't want you to touch her. Like, just don't touch me, you know? So I don't know. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's the roller coaster. It's sometimes fun, sometimes a little scary.
Sorry, baby.
No. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So that's important. And then men, so, like, you know, men mostly are just, like, testosterone and very even keeled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's normal that you don't understand women because you're just like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But that men need, and, like, in order to support your testosterone level, like, men need, like, a man cave. And you shouldn't, like, pester men to talk about their feelings because that will actually lower their testosterone. I mean, you can talk about your feelings if you want to, but a I'm not going to pester you to talk about your feelings.
And I probably do more than most men.
You like talking
about
your...
Maybe a little more than you'd like some days.
but yeah, but like it's okay if men don't want to talk. And like you shouldn't talk to your man like you would your girlfriend, because that's not what they're there for. And it's not actually good for their testosterone to talk to them. Plus, you know, they'll just make jokes. And you're trying to have a serious conversation.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, like stuff you would talk about with your girlfriend, you shouldn't talk about with your man. Like that's why you have girlfriends. Because you gotta like support your man's testosterone level. Let him have his alone time in his man cave or the garage or whatever.
Same thing.
Like, it's really important to relationships. What do you feel that's true?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty accurate to me. I mean, so what you're referring to as a man cave, for me, that's my job. That's, you know, I work in my garage. It works well for me. It fulfills me that way, you know, as a man, to get out and work with tools and be able to just have that time to do manly stuff all day. A little less manly, it fulfills me artistically, which is pretty nice too. It's nice to combine those two into one thing. And, you know, I think that, yes, I agree, in short.
So is there anything that you, I mean, I just think that's so, this information would be so important. Like, all couples should get it, like, premarital counseling and get this information. But, I mean, is there anything that you wish you had known or, like, that you've learned about relationships?
Nope, not a thing. No, I mean, I've learned a lot about relationships and our relationship in you know, specifically, since we've been together. And it's just kind of, you know, it's, I have never stopped learning and I likely never will. Because, you know, it's, there's a lot to know there, and it's evolving also. So it's something that, you know, I have to keep up on.
That's true. I mean, we are not the same people we were when we met.
No.
Like, we have both.
We're not the same people we were last week.
That's true. We're not the same people we are ever, day to day. I don't know. But no, like, we've both changed so much since we met, just individually. And I think that's really hard. And I don't even really like change sometimes, or I'm like slow to like adapt to change. But I think it's so important to that. I just think it's amazing how well we have kind of adapted to each other throughout our various changes and morphing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Morphization. That I'm making up words. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit crazy, but we just, okay. So what I think what is so great about our relationship is we just support each other, and like no matter what, and what I would call just like holding space for each other. So mm-hmm. If you're going through something, I just hold space for you. I give you support and love, and you know, I don't give you advice unless you ask my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's our dog.
Your dog.
Like, I don't tell you what to do. I don't give you advice. I just offer sympathy and support, basically. Because that's really, right. I think for the most part, that's all your partner wants. Like, Stop. Especially for women, like, if, like, we don't really necessarily want advice or for our husband to fix whatever it is. We just want him to listen to us and offer sympathy or just be on our side. And so just support and love and, yeah, not worry about fixing it or cracking jokes.
Well, first off, I'm always going to crack jokes.
I know.
And I'm always going to try to fix things, too, but...
That's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Guys just want to fix things.
And, you know... Sometimes I realize in the midst of it that that's not something that is needed at that moment. And I will always hold space for you.
And what I love is I can tell you any like horrible, dark thought or feeling that I have that I may even be ashamed of, but I can like share that with you and you will just listen and be understanding and just, you know, like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all okay.
Yep. And I hardly tell anybody about that.
Should I be worried? I don't know. I mean, even if I feel ashamed of something, like I know it's okay. Like, I don't mind telling. I still tell people.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I can tell you anything, and I don't have to keep secrets or hide anything.
Okay. Tell me something now. No, that's... I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to tell you why you're weird and that's an awful thing that you're thinking. I'm here to... you know, as we talked about, to hold a space for you and allow you to be you and express yourself and work through, you know, whatever it is that is on your mind. And you have always done the same for me.
No, I love that. I think that's pretty rare. Like, I don't know if every couple has, like, is able to be that vulnerable, and that's a very, very deep level of vulnerability.
Yeah, I mean, I think on some level, I think that we do it well, but you know, I think that that's, you know, I think that's an important thing for any couple.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be hard sometimes. You know, you and I do pretty well at it, but it can be tough sometimes. And I think that, you know, I don't know. I just think it's important in relationships.
Yeah, I think vulnerability and just being kind of, okay, so, and I wasn't always good about it because I think being vulnerable and being just very kind of forthright with what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I did struggle with that for quite a while, actually. I think I'm much better now, but like I'd either be mad because I was either mad or frustrated, I guess, that you didn't understand what I was feeling. Like if I was upset about something, or I just didn't know how to tell you because either I didn't know why I was upset because maybe it was just like a hormonal thing and I was upset or like I just didn't know how to explain it. Like, and so I got to the point where I could just be like, I'm feeling, you know, frustrated or upset and I don't know why. and that's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't know why or if, I'm wishing I could think of a good example. Because it's hard to be honest, because if you get kind of stuck in that victim mentality, like, poor me, and then to, like, try to be honest about that, like, I would just be like, I'm feeling sorry for myself right now, and I'm mad at you, and I don't have a good reason. Like, even just saying that can diffuse an argument or conflict.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, for whatever reason, it's important to just feel that way for a bit, to just, you know, pity yourself and work through that.
Yeah. But to be that forthright when you're kind of like in victim mentality is really, really hard. But
yeah, if you can figure out that that's what you're doing, then
yeah,
it's a lot easier to process it.
Yeah, like you kind of have to practice bringing awareness to that, because otherwise you just end up being in conflict and you're both fighting because you're both feeling sorry for yourself, and you might damage your relationship because you're both just feeling sorry for yourself and you're trying to hurt the other person because you feel hurt. And so if you can just kind of bring awareness to that cycle and that pattern and just be like, you know, I love you, I don't want to. And you know, it's funny, like at the beginning of our relationship, I remember, like, I swore, because I came out of a little bit of a toxic relationship, and I swore I would never, like, there's just no reason to be mean to each other, and I would not tolerate that. And we'd be, like, fighting about something, like, nothing important, but, like, we'd be kind of in a fight, and I would just do something nice for you, like, bring you a cup of tea or something, and you're like, why are you being nice to me? And I'm like, well, I know we're fighting, but I still love you. And it would just, like, diffuse the situation instantly.
That was always confusing and delightful.
Because, you know, the love is still there, even though there's conflict and you're having trouble communicating or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, when you're in the midst of the fight and it just feels like the whole thing's coming crashing down, but then you get that direct evidence that, no, that's not the case. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
It's a really nice, moment in, you know, in the fight. A nice moment in the fight.
A nice moment in the fight. We do, or we'd like make each other laugh while we were fighting. It sounds like we fought a lot. We didn't really fight that much, but when we would fight, like, we could just make each other laugh while we were fighting, or we would just, I don't know.
I mean, everybody fights.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Most of the time, I think it comes from, just one or the other or both people being in victim mentality. And so just trying to become more aware of that as much as possible really helps. And then being willing to be vulnerable and unconditional love without judgment.
Aww.
Because, you know, we each have our realities, but we, like, accept the other person's reality and individuality. And
yes.
I don't know. What else do you think is important in relationships?
Good food.
Good food.
I think I'm getting hungry. I don't know. I think, you know, I think it's important to try to, you know, figure out when we need alone time and when we need together time.
Yeah, that's important. And being able to ask.
Yeah.
Being able to ask for what you need is huge. But yeah, if you need alone time or I need alone time, we just... We honor that. But yeah, asking for what you need is huge. I struggled with that. I don't know if it was being a people pleaser or like having, as a woman, or maybe from my past relationship, I don't know, like feeling like I have to do everything myself, or that I shouldn't have to ask for help, or I don't know what it is, but like I had so much trouble asking for help.
It took quite a while before you were able to just ask me for whatever it was that you needed help or
and
attention or what have you.
It turns out men actually love, in my experience, men love actually helping their woman, right? Like if you get clear direction, you love being able...
We like to feel needed,
too. Yeah, you like to feel needed. You like to feel like... important. Like you can provide something for your woman. I don't know what it is, but like Yeah, like you actually, if I could tell you exactly what I needed, you would be so happy to do it for me. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. So not only does he not mind doing things for me, but he actually likes it. And then it just helps if I can actually just ask, like just make a simple request rather than, you know, nagging or complaining or other things that women like to do, I guess. But just make a simple request like, hey, can you come help me?
Yeah.
Or can you do such and such? Like a simple request.
And I
request.
Almost never say no to that.
Yeah.
And yeah. Most of the time I'm happy to be of help.
I don't think you've ever said no to me.
You might be right. I'm not sure.
I'm like, hey, will you come to a podcast with me? Here he
can
is.
I take a shower first?
Yay. This is the best.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah, because being vulnerable, asking for what you want, but like nicely. And then, like men, I think the number one thing men want is respect. So you do something for me and then I'm like so grateful and then I respect you and I don't tell you what to do and I don't complain about you. I don't give you advice.
Not often.
I try not to anyway. Yeah. If you're going the wrong direction for miles, I won't say it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh boy.
Just kidding. Yeah. Because nobody... I mean, women don't want a man they have to mother. Okay, well, stop mothering him. That's mm-hmm. Nobody likes that. The man doesn't like it, and then the woman's not attracted to him because she's mothering him. So just stop. Don't
and
do
I,
that.
I think it goes, you know, for people in general, if you don't want that person to act like a child, don't treat him like a child.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
Yep. Well,
unless you're getting a Nerf gun war. If you're both being children, that's okay. In a fun way.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's...
In a fun way.
And I think we talked the last time you had me on. I think we talked about the importance of playtime. You know, that's acting like a child in a good way.
Yeah. So, there you have it. How to Have an Excellent Relationship by Matt and Beth. If you have questions, you can ask them in the comments below, And we'll get back to you. Or if you have questions or you need help with anything, we can come back on and do another episode and answer questions. That would be fun.
Can I take a shower first?
Yes.
So I've been working out in the garage all day, and it was... I don't know. It was probably close to 100 degrees today again. So I came in. She asked me to do a podcast. Of course I'm going to. Of course I'm going to say yes. But I was not ready right when I came in. Well, I feel better now.
Thank you. Well, I was like, I have to get this done today.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was sick of trying to... I kept doing this podcast on a different topic and it wasn't working out. So sometimes you just have to pivot. All right. Well, do you have any other pearls of wisdom?
No.
I want ice cream.
Ice cream sounds so good.
All right. Well, we're going to go get some ice cream. Yep. You guys have a good day and make fun choices.
All right, let's go.